this is Brad at Primerate Motors, and let me tell you, partnering with Sheridan Media and the Country Bounty has delivered proven results time and time again. Our Sheridan Media guy keeps our message fresh, and his reliable customer service means we're never left hanging. If you're looking to move inventory or grow your brand, I say saddle up with the best, Sheridan Media Radio and the Country Bounty. The proof's in the pavement, and that's the results you can haul to the bank.
XO Agency and Brandon 307 present Wild Jam 2025, outdoor concerts in downtown Sheridan. Rodeo Week, boots hit the ground starting Thursday night with a free concert benefiting NAMI with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Friday, Chancey Williams.
More cowboys.
And Saturday, Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me tonight?
Wild Jam 2025, presented by XO Agency and Brandon 307. Get your tickets online at wildjam.com.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Brandon 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit Branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, July 7th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Hub on Smith Director of Operations, Ryan Landis, and Tongue River Valley Program Coordinator, Robin Huff. Good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, how's summer been up at the Hub, Ryan?
Summer has been great. It's been busy with the warm numbers. It's bringing folks out, and with the warm weather, it's bringing folks out, and we're seeing good turnout for the various programming we have, and people coming in for the meals, and just great engagement with the various things we have going on.
Robin, how is it up at the Tongue River Valley?
It's been a good summer so far.
Yeah, you got a lot of folks coming in.
We do.
Now, yeah. Can you walk us through the different programs that are currently through the Hub that take part up at the Tongue River Valley Community Center?
Sure. We have Help at Home presence up there. They have several clients that they come out and visit on a regular basis. And there is a support group, caregiver support group, that meets every Thursday or every Friday at the community center, and that's been well attended. It's been a real value to our people out there.
So vital, that program.
The caregivers get together and, just visit and support each other.
Yeah. And, unless you've kind of been in that situation, all you can really do is just stand back and empathize with them and try to understand what they're going. But it's so hard for those people sometimes. They're doing something that they want to do. They're doing something that they love. But boy, they need that support from each other.
Right. And a lot of times they don't realize how big of a job it is until they meet with other people that are in the same boat.
Yeah. And shared experience. And shared knowledge and tips and tricks.
Exactly.
Well.
And I think sometimes it's realizing that they're not alone in the emotions they're feeling and the struggles that they have, that they're not
unique.
Alone in that. That it is something that others face, and that they don't have to feel guilty on some of those, and that there is support when things are tough, and there are people to celebrate when there are great things that happen, that they're able to live life together and find that support with each other in those places, which I think is vital for them being able to continue to care for the individual they're caring for.
And that's a great point. It's not just about sitting around and supporting each other. It's about celebrating together as well. Hey, I got a little victory here.
That's right.
No one else would understand it, but I'm going to save this little victory. I'm going to put it in my pocket. And during the support group, I'm going to bring this out because those people know what they're cheering for.
That's right. And and so many times they share resources.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we get things donated to us like eating utensils if you have problems picking up spoons and forks, and mm-hmm. and they share them, you know, and where do you go to find this information and that. And Emily comes out from the hub and facilitates it, but it's really the group themselves that are the owners.
Yeah, that really lead it.
Emily just offers support, and she has some alternate resources that we might not have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very important part of our hub community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have our meals. We deliver home delivered meals every day. And I think we're averaging about 12 right now. We even do them on holidays. Our congregate meals range between 13 and 25. And it has nothing to do with the weather or what's on the menu. It's just people just show up and yeah. eat and have fun. And I think I'm convincing some of them that they don't have to eat and run. We're starting to see people stay longer after lunch and just sitting and visiting and sharing. And that's our real goal is with the congregate meal.
And maybe they do have that perception where it's like, hey, we go eat and then you got to get out of there so people can clean up or something. They're trying not to be rude, perhaps.
I think that's true. And I'm always telling them, you know, let's visit.
Yeah, or sit.
I sit and visit with them so they can't leave.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I mean, so, at the same time, then they start to pick up on that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
You know, we can mm-hmm. we can use this as a hub, you know, to sit, talk, have a meal together, mm-hmm. and develop this sense of community.
That's what we want. And we also have a lot of support with our dementia-friendly group. Heather comes out, and we're in contact with those folks that need support and help with mm-hmm. dementia-friendly ideas. So
again, another vital, vital group, in my opinion. It's that's one of those situations you don't know what someone's going through unless you are there. Some that's of those right. can be quite heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even if you've gone through it yourself, every walk is different.
Absolutely.
So you think you've got it down, you know what you're doing, and then bang.
Yep.
It's a new situation.
It's so tough for family members sometimes who have to, who stick with it and stand beside their dementia suffering relative, you know.
Exactly.
I've had friends who are going through that. I myself never have. But it can be quite painful. So it's good to know that they've got a group up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet down here as well at the hub, in case you're listening and you're thinking, you know, that sounds like something I'd like to be a part of. But
correct. And we also have a great partnership with the loan program. If we need anything, we can come to the hub and pick it up, you know, toilet risers, walkers, canes. So we're very lucky to live in Sheridan County because the seniors have so many resources out here in this area that it's.
And the loan closet probably saves individuals so much money.
Yeah, and it provides them with the ability to utilize something for a limited time period if they're having a planned surgery that they mm-hmm. know is coming up, that they can borrow that equipment to be able to get through those recovery periods or for longer durations of time. And like Robin said, everything from canes and walkers to occasionally we're getting in motorized wheelchairs that we're able to lend to folks as people no longer need those and see that it would be a benefit to others that they are passing those on. And at times we're able to pass those on to other individuals and in wheelchairs and transfer chairs and things that can make mobility easier for those that have limited mobility. And so I think it's a service that's both highly utilized for those that need it for a short duration, but then for those who this is something that's needed for the foreseeable future. And it allows us to be able to provide service in a way that is achievable and doable in a way that might not be otherwise with the cost of some of those items.
And, you know, so folks, before you run down and pick up one of these items from a vendor or a dealer, run over to the loan closet. See if they've got what you need. It can might save you quite a bit of money, especially as Ryan said, if it's a planned surgery, you're only going to need it for a brief period of time. I don't know how many pairs of crutches I've got in the garage, but I know it's at least three. And that's kind of incredible. You know, I need to bring those down to the loan closet. That's what I need to do and just get them out of there because they're not doing anybody any good in there.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Now, which programs seem to really resonate with the community the most in Dayton and Ranchester?
Well, the congregate meals are probably the most popular, but we are incredibly lucky to be in partnership with the community center, and they put together a lot of activities and programs that our seniors take advantage of. And that runs the gamut from exercises, and it's both at the Dayton Community Center and the Ranchester Community Center that they run those programs.
Oh, wow. Are there exercise? You said like, so is there like a yoga or something like that going on?
There's yoga and stretch and fit classes. On Tuesday morning at 10:30 at Dayton, we play chair volleyball.
Oh, fantastic.
And that is a big hit.
But that's a hoot sometimes.
Yeah. It draws people, and we have a lot of fun. And they do play it in Ranchester, but they have taken a break from it. But not us in Dayton. We really enjoy our chair volleyball.
Take
and then
a
lot
more
of
serious.
Those. Yeah, we're serious. A lot of those people stay for lunch because they're already there, and that's what we encourage them to do.
And once again, you know, it's things like that. Hey, I went for chair volleyball and lunch, and I stayed for the company. Mm-hmm. You know, got me out of the house.
And that's what we want. That's our goal, is to engage them for more than just a few minutes. You know, come and spend quality time with us.
Well, and I can tell you from personal experience, you know, if it wasn't for my wife, boy, the curtains would be shut. I'd be hiding in that hole, either watching movies, playing video games. Just, I'm a very isolated individual. And thank God for my wife. She drags me out, gets me up in the mountains, you know, gets me on the tennis court. She doesn't force me to do these things. But she's like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Would you like to go? And she just dangles that carrot in front of me, so I go out there with her. But if it wasn't for her, I don't think I'd be too engaged in different things. It's very easy to fall into that ditch and then not come out. So it's great to know that people are like, you know what? Maybe I'll go play some chair volleyball today. And then you kind of realize how engaging it is and how much you miss some of these people. And all of a sudden, there you are. You're having conversations and you're having a great time.
That's right. And if you have a little bit more energy, you can come and play pickleball.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of pickleball players out in the valley. And during the summer, they play inside or outside. But in the wintertime, they play inside three times a week. And then we also have a group that plays on Tuesday and Thursday evenings.
That's a popular sport.
That's very popular. And we have a lot of seniors that play pickleball.
Now, the partnership between the Hub and the Tongue River Valley Community Center has always been a really special one. You and I have talked about this a little bit in the past. Can you just remind folks how that kind of came about?
Well, it was just kind of a gradual thing. They offered the exercise classes. And then we started doing some outings, like going to Parkman for lunch or rides up in the mountain. We've gone to Eaton's. And then they just gradually took it over because they had more staff that could plan all the activities. But Emmy Hill is responsible for our activities, and she does a really good job of, you know, we do beading and we make earrings, and she does crafts. She's organized a piano player that comes in and oh, wow. plays at lunchtime a couple of times a month. We've gone to Eaton's, like I say. Parkman's is always popular trip. They go birding, and in the summertime they take a bus up to the mountains, and you can fish, you can hike, you can just sit. It's just up to whatever you want to do.
And but, you know, I'll admit, I've become more intrigued by birds the older I get. That was always, when I was a kid, I just didn't get it. But as I've gotten older, and I had a couple blue jays nesting outside, holy cow, my entire morning revolved around what those blue jays were doing after that. And so I can definitely see the appeal there. I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Hub on Smith right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
Mandy Kolziska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. Four-year-old Nova is ready to find her family. Typical of her husky breed, she loves to carry on conversations and make sure everyone knows how much fun she has. Two-year-old Snooky and JWoww are a bonded pair of kitties. One loves to be around people, one loves to sleep. You'll get the best of both worlds when you adopt these girls. Two new best friends are waiting for you at the Dog and Cat Shelter.
The Dr. Bisbee Memorial Boy Scout Troop 117 Pancake Breakfast has been an annual Wild Rodeo tradition since 1975. And this year is the 50th anniversary of this time-honored tradition. Get to Grinnell Plaza Friday morning, parade day, to fill up the fam before the parade. Pancakes start at 6 a.m., but you're going to want to be early. $10 for an adult and $5 for youngins 5th grade and under. Parade, pancakes, Boy Scouts, Grinnell Plaza, 6 a.m., July 11th. Be there.
Are you ready to take your lawn mowing to the next level? Hendo Service Center brings you Bad Boy mowers, built to last with the promise that you'll be mowing with an attitude. As a bad boy, you're not just making grass shorter. You're mowing with power, precision, and pride. Check out Hendo's Bad Boy lineup, from commercial to residential mowers. Find the model that fits your yard. Hendo Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Get your Bad Boy mower and teach that lawn a thing or two.
Sheridan County School District 2 is hiring friendly, safety-conscious individuals as part-time school bus drivers to fill morning and afternoon routes, field trips, and weekend activities. No experience necessary. The district will provide training to obtain your CDL and required endorsements. Starting wage is $19.05 to $22.05 per hour, with a sign-on bonus of $500. For more information or to apply for this exciting opportunity, visit scsd2.com.
Want to know what's going on Rodeo Week? Well, check out SheridanMedia.com and go to the Everything Rodeo page, presented by Range. You'll see a schedule of activities for the week, entertainment, video interviews, photo galleries, as well as pictures and videos from last year. Keep going back, because we'll be adding more pictures, videos, and activities every day. So when you want to know what's happening Rodeo Week, go to the Everything Rodeo page on SheridanMedia.com, presented by Range. Live your West life. Official technology sponsor of the Sheridan Wild Rodeo.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. This morning, I'm speaking with Hamon Smith, Director of Operations, Ryan Landis, and Tongue River Valley Program Coordinator, Robin Ruff. Now, Ryan, from your view at the operations level, how far does the hub's reach go out into Sheridan County?
The primary sites we have several are the one we have at the Tongue River Valley Community Center. We also then serve in Story at the Women's Club and in Bighorn at the Women's Club as well. Our sites where we have people where that are utilizing the congregate meal services. And Tongue River Valley is the one that we do 5 days a week along with the hub. The others serve once a week. And allow us to have programming in those communities, at least in terms of the congregate meal program. Mm-hmm. With Sheridan County being as wide and as vast as we are, it allows us to have, I think, greater reach and not requiring folks to come into the hub in Sheridan to participate in those congregate programs. But it also gives opportunity for them to be able to interact socially with individuals and not receive the home delivered meals or be able to have that ability to get together and for the social aspect of what having a meal together is, which I think is one of the vital things of our congregate nutrition program, is that ability to interact with the others around your table and others from your community and be able to socialize and to have that interaction, I think, is vital. And so those are the areas that we've expanded out to be able to offer those congregate services. Home delivered meals go out towards Bighorn, and we deliver some out there. Some of it is weather permitting, depending on how open the roads are in the winter. We do deliver out into Dayton. Robin is able to help us facilitate that, and even some of the little more outlying areas around there. You know, we served roughly 1,900 meals in the Tongue River Valley last year, home delivered meals to individuals that are not within the, you know, within those communities out there, the home delivered meals, probably right around 1,500 congregate meals at the community center is what we were able to do. And so, you know, it's a service that I think we've been very effective at reaching out that direction. And the Story and Bighorn are smaller numbers, about a dozen, 15 individuals that come consistently that we're able to make sure that they have that congregate meal and able to meet together on that weekly basis.
But wait, how important is all of that to that handful of people, you know?
It's very important because I go out not as frequently as I should, but when the people in Story and Bighorn get together, they really enjoy each other and they stay and visit after they eat. And there's a pretty consistent core group, but they're really good at reaching out and bringing in new people. So it's like every program, but it ebbs and flows. But they really do reach out and they stay and visit and enjoy each other.
And one of the best parts about living in a small community, and I was raised part of my life in Auburn, Wyoming, very small community. But when we'd get together for various activities or things like that, boy, it was great seeing some of the faces that, yeah, you're right across the field, but I don't get to see you very often. And so it's so important for these smaller communities, because I'll bet they see these meals as like a community gathering almost.
That's very true. And they share each other's joys and happinesses and sorrows, and they support each other.
Yeah.
And that's what we want in our small communities, is that feeling of community and friends.
It's so important to truly feel like you belong to something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Even if you're kind of a hermit like myself, I still belong to Sheridan Media, you know? I still belong to certain groups, and those groups are very important to mm-hmm. me. Now, How does the hub adapt its services to meet these more rural outlying communities?
Yeah, right? You know, I think it's a unique challenge that the 40-plus senior centers in Wyoming face. As we talk with other senior centers from around the country that are in more urban areas, they have different opportunities and different challenges. You know, we talk with them as we're at conferences and different online gatherings, you know, and they're always amazed as we share with them that the entire state of Wyoming is rural. Some of it is frontier, you know, by the designations for the federal government in terms of some of the grants and stuff. And so we only have two considered urban areas in Natrona County and Laramie County, at least in terms of how a lot of our funding structure comes about. And so adapting those services to the rural communities, I think, causes us to be pretty nimble. You know, I think one of the most successful is our partnership with the Tongue River Valley Community Center to offer the services we do together with them. You know, offering the congregate meal and having Robin and our staff there to provide some of those connections to the support aspects of the hub, along with them being able to offer the wellness programming and those connections at the community center have been, I think, a mutually beneficial relationship and allowed us to not have to try and start a separate senior center in a community where there's already a thriving community center. And so I think it's looking for ways to be able to partner with people that are doing like work has enabled us to be successful in those areas and finding, I think, the key people that champion the services in terms of the congregate meal sites, both in Story and in Bighorn, that finding those individuals that champion those sites and have a passion to continue to see that continue in some of those community members that see the importance of that and want to continue to champion us offering those services in those smaller communities. So I think it's finding those relationships, whether it be with individuals or other like-minded community organizations that see the benefit of partnering because there's limited resources in all of these communities and all of our senior centers. And so it's finding ways to do more together by working in a synergistic or together kind of way to make those things happen as we serve the older adults in our communities.
The old pooling resources and moving together and having that experience on site as well. Because you may have the biggest heart in the community, but maybe you don't know how to get over this hurdle or that hurdle. Well, that's okay because you've got individuals at the hub who've developed techniques on getting past these things. And they've got resources to help you along.
Yeah, or being able to come along and see how do we begin to make something happen and make something move forward where there is need. You know, I think it's always that delicate dance of we see the need, we have resources for some of these things to be able to solve them, but how do we look at that need and say, is this something we can do now? Is this something we begin to work towards in the future? With a finite amount of resources, we have to be, you know, incredibly diligent with how we manage those and looking at the needs and opportunities to manage that growth to where we don't grow beyond what we have. And so I think those are that delicate dance of seeing the need in Sheridan and wider in Sheridan County, but doing that that dance of trying to see, is this the time? Is this the place? Is this the how or the why we need to do this?
I got one more question for you, and that is, you brought up the fact that Wyoming is very unique in the way that it talks about or has the problems that we have to deal with when it comes to our rural community as opposed to urban areas. During those conferences and those calls with other senior centers across the country, do they ask for your advice on reaching out to small ancillary communities because we do have more experience in that than they do?
You know, I think we've been very fortunate with the senior centers in the state of Wyoming that we have fantastic directors that have really leaned into programming within their communities in unique ways that meet those unique challenges that they face because of the rural nature. And so, we do get asked on how do you engage rural communities? How do we you know, reach out further from our city center into these places? So there is engagement in that. And I think it's been something that has caught a number of us by surprise, you know, we knew we had great programs for older adults in the state. I don't think we realized how good they were across the state, that they're meeting needs in really diverse and incredible ways.
Absolutely. Until you actually see somebody else from another state going, we don't know how to do that, or it's not having the impact that we'd really like it to have. Well, I'll tell you what, Robin, Ryan, it's one of those situations where community centers are so vital to certain individuals. You know, other people might not even give them a second thought. Other people, it's their whole life. And I thank you for coming in this morning and talking about the activities out there. Hopefully you get a couple more pickleball players or volleyball
there you go.
players out of this. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
When we return, we're going to speak with the YMCA. Stick around.
You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Sheridan Auto Spa.
Quick scheduling, great communication, excellent results on my car with great service.
My car's interior looks brand new.
Craig and his crew did an amazing job. I'll be using them again.
Experience the high-quality detailing work that Craig and his team at Sheridan Auto Spa deliver. Book online at SheridanAutoSpa.com. For the month of July, save 10% on any service. Sheridan Auto Spa, where every detail counts, behind Midas and Sheridan.
Hi, this is Wyatt Gardner, physician assistant with Shared Memorial Hospital Same Day Health and Imaging. We're all spending more time outdoors. Don't let a minor injury or illness keep you from enjoying Sheridan County and the Bighorns. Same Day Health and Imaging is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 5:30, and weekends from 9 to 4. We offer prompt care for unexpected medical needs, illnesses, injuries, labs, x-rays, mammograms, and more. Located between Walmart and Wild Vision, just look for the white flags on Sugarland Drive. Same Day appointments available at SheridanSameDay.com.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Rodeo season is upon us, and this year you could be at the NFR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chaps has raffle tickets for the 2025 NFR. This trip includes two nights at the NFR, plus entry to Cowboy Christmas and rooms at a four-star resort on the Strip. Tickets are $100 and only 250 will be sold. Drawing is July 26th. Full details can be found at chapswyo.org.
This is Joe Hando of Hando Service Center, and I absolutely credit Gene Sterling and Sheridan Media for the ongoing success of my business. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't stop and say that they love my radio ads on Sheridan Media. What I appreciate is knowing that as a small business owner, I am just as important as the big guys, and maybe even more. My radio ads have won awards, in turn brings me new business. So thank you, Gene, and thank you, Sheridan Media. Good folks doing good business.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
I didn't have you on Thursday because you were out on an adventure.
Yes. Yes. Adventured it up.
How is Portland? Anyways, it...
Do you know, lots of dogs.
Oh, it's a dog city. Yeah.
Yeah. So many humans. But... I've never been to Portland, and it was really beautiful, and got to spend some time on this island called Savi Island, and it was just fields of flowers, and on the other side, just like the river running by, and so that was a really fun, about 20 degrees cooler than it's been here, was lovely.
Oh, the Pacific Northwest, my friend. I won't deny it. You know, if I wasn't living in Wyoming, it'd be the Pacific Northwest. The forests, the mountains, the breeze. Been to Newport, spent a little bit of time in Portland. The one thing about that city that always kind of caught me was the statues that are everywhere. Mm. They have some pretty large statues downtown. I felt like I was standing in Tim Burton's Gotham City. But it is. It is a beautiful town. Quite large. I'm not a city guy.
No.
You know?
Same here.
When I was younger, I used to think, I'm going to live in a city
just to be able to say, I've lived in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And the older I get, nah, I'm good. I'll read about it.
I used to think, oh, growing up on a ranch, I'm like, oh, to live somewhere that has a mall. And by the time I was at an age to, you know, make that possible, I'm like, mall?
Yeah, who wants to go to the mall? Yeah, that's something that was huge when I was younger, is the idea of the mall. They're failing all across the United States. It's just kind of
empty.
Yeah, a losing concept somehow. You
know?
Or you've always got that favorite store that you want to go to, but it's constantly switching out. Or, well, that used to be here. Now it's a Foot Locker or something else. You know, they trade it out so fast. How's summer at the Y?
Oh, fantastic. Just smells like sunblock and sweaty kids. And it's fun, too, because for those exercising, you can tell, like, they came in because it's hot out. And so you think of summer like, oh, I don't need a Y membership. I'm going to go out. But if you don't get it in before 7 in the morning, you might start losing momentum in the heat. And so what we see a lot of times is folks coming in, they're like, oh, air conditioning. Now I can weightlift. Now I can do some cardio. So it's fun to see those who've made it in. And it's really great. I just switched offices and I can hear all of the kids getting on the buses in the morning and the parents. And it's just, there's an excitement around going off on that day adventure.
Yeah.
Or the ones going up to resident camp and they have like 15 bags and just that first chance at, I'm the one that decides that I'm going to change clothes this week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not mom and dad. And just how excited they are for that independence.
And it's the giggles in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
And I've lamented over this on air more than once, but I'm an empty nester now, you know, my wife and I. And so That's something that I miss, you know, in the weekends when Katie would have friends over, you know, the giggles and there's kids in the yard and it's just, it's quiet and it's quiet in a different way.
You know?
And you miss having those little ones around, having a good time.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you go through chips like you wouldn't believe, but
like any food in the summer.
Right? Yeah, it's the trade-off. I haven't had an Otter Pop in that freezer in years. And I think I just need to bite the bullet and go get some.
That's right.
Fall.
Yes.
We're already thinking about it. It's you and I that are already thinking about the next season. That's something that I've noticed. You and I start talking about summer in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about fall in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
What do we got going on?
You know, it's crazy to think, but we're already into that fall soccer. And so sign up starts July 14th. So that's why we wanted to bring it up now. We've noticed wonderful issue to have, but we open a program and it fills up that week. And we don't even have time to get out all of our marketing. So if you're a parent like me that sometimes like, oh, right, fall's coming. It's a good time to go ahead and get registered, and we'll start right with the school season. And so you don't want that chaos of waiting till the last minute to get signed up.
Now, when it comes to the soccer, you and the rec center, recreation district, you guys split some of the grades, right?
We do that with basketball. In the fall, it's fantastic because the rec district takes the flag football.
Okay.
And we take the soccer. And depending on where you want to be outside, between the two organizations, we've got you covered.
Okay, so soccer is 100% down at the Sheridan County YMCA. All right, fantastic. I'm glad I got that clarified. Now, how many kids typically participate in this program?
You know, it's a little bit slower in the fall versus the spring, but I want to say about 300 kids you'll see in that fall soccer. And so this is kindergarten through eighth grade. You're split up by your grade for games. I don't know if anyone remembers from last year. It was just surreal. We had, you know, that warm weather and then we had the fires. And I just found a picture the other day of the kiddos playing and you can just see in the background the mountains on fire. And what a surreal experience, but also just the normalcy that comes with things like fall soccer and excited to go back to that stage. just.
What an incredible photo that must be. I mean, you know, you got the kids giggling and laughing.
Right.
And yet the whole side of the hills burning up.
Yeah.
Incredible. The things that we have to live with. Where you know,
sure, normalize.
Yeah, we don't get hurricanes.
Right.
You know, we don't get too many tornadoes.
Right. Thank God.
But wildfires?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I think that is probably our crutch to bear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned a need for coaches and volunteers in your notes. What roles are available and how can people get involved?
Well, let me tell you, you're early enough. You could do anything you want. we're always looking for volunteer coaches. But then when it comes to game time, it's a lot less of a commitment. But when we need referees, we need a pile in a short amount of time. And so we have training clinics. I know I've said before on air, I didn't grow up with soccer and they even let me ref. And so they'll give you all the tools to be successful. And it's just fun, especially if you are an empty nester. And just being out there and watching the way the kids interact with each other, the ones that have that great formal handshake at the end, good game, good game, good game. It's just getting back to really good stuff. And so I would encourage anyone, if you've got a kiddo playing, consider coaching. You don't have to be an expert. Just like we tell kids, like, this is the why is for all. And the same for volunteering. Like, we're not looking for someone who's got all their certificates. I mean, it's awesome if you do.
Right, yeah, but, huge advantage.
But they let me ref, and sometimes I just kick the ball in. I'm like, keep playing.
Just keep it going. Just keep it going.
Because it's wonderful. It's fresh air. It's kids learning how to engage with each other. It's recognizing things like, if we don't give kids enough playing time, they'll never develop. And so unlike some of those competitive leagues, which are awesome, and for some, they're already on that track. But for us, we believe heavily in kids progress at different times. And so everyone gets equal playing time. And just getting time out there is the best formula for developing.
Less about the win, more about the team.
Yes.
More about the kiddos. I really love that idea. I had Owen Mullinax in here the other day from the Officials Association. He's having a rough time trying to find officials for football. They're talking about, you know, having to pull schedules, having to, you know, maybe even stop programs if something doesn't improve. It seems like it's very difficult to get officials, you know, to get volunteers into that striped shirt. Are you finding that to be...
Yeah, it's getting better. With COVID, it just seemed like it knocked the foundation off of every volunteer organization. And, you know, I don't mean to be overly hopeful, but I think folks are coming back. And I think the barriers that are in our heads over why we're not qualified to do something, why that's for someone else, I believe are diminishing. I believe folks are starting to realize, like, if it's not me, then who?
Yeah.
And I would just bang that drum for ourselves, but also for other recreation options in the community. If you say, oh, that's a great opportunity for someone else, be like, we're in Wyoming, folks. We are someone else. Remember, when your population is limited, that we got to show up and we've got to participate if we want kids to have opportunities like a larger area. We've got to be out on the field, even if you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Don't worry, the kids will tell you.
You've got a whole field of little experts.
That's
out there.
Right.
They're going to help you out. I don't want to dread on it too long, but that is something I completely agree with you on. You know, if we don't volunteer and allow for more opportunities, they're going to go away.
Hey.
And those programs at a higher level will start to suffer because of it. Because, you know, the big trophies come from individuals who've been doing this stuff their whole life, and they've developed and they understand teamwork and all the other principles to actually getting the win for everyone else. And that's not what it's about. That's not what I want to say. It's about being able to participate in these programs from this age to that age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that age, the higher age, the high school opportunities start to arise. Universities, colleges, where are you going to go from here? You know, so we got to think, we got to keep that in mind. All right, now tell us about the new Sunrise Yoga Flow class.
Right, doesn't that sound wonderful?
It actually does, yeah.
We've had some great class opportunities in the summer. You know, a lot of our classes go away in the summer because people are like, I'm going to be out on a boat or I've got other things going on. And so this is a wonderful add-on. It's a low intensity class, you know, for that release, physical and mental. And it's Mondays and Fridays from 6 a.m. to 6:45 a.m. Like all classes, beginners are welcome. And it's free to members. So, you know, you just show up or, you know, get a day pass. If you're not a member, you don't have to register in advance. Just come. And I was surprised the first one I went to how many folks were there. I go to the morning cycling class and like half the class leaves after cycling and goes and does the sunrise yoga. I'm like, what a perfect combination.
I'll bet they're a lot less stiff throughout the day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, what a smart idea.
Yeah. Have you gotten any feedback about the morning yoga? Has anyone come in and said, you know, yeah, this really works great, or I feel so much better throughout the day?
Yeah, you know, especially those who were coming to classes at that like 5 a.m. hour. At the end of those classes, you do a little stretching, and the amount of people are like, gosh, I wish I could keep going for a while. You know, your muscles are warm, and to do that and how it sets up your day is huge. And so I am excited and encouraged by how much we've been able to expand yoga offerings. For all the yoga instructors out there at the Y or elsewhere in the community, it's incredible. And they go through a robust certification process, lots and lots of hours. Wow. And so based on our model, which is, you know, all of our classes being free, that's a huge ask for a yoga instructor to give their time to the Y to teach. And yet it's, you know, for those who cannot afford a yoga studio pricing that they have to charge, it makes it really accessible to have that amenity.
And that's fantastic. I mean, it works out for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I was younger, I used to think that yoga was this whole new age thing, you know. But I ended up doing some when I was serving in the military, believe it or not. And holy cow, I was like, this stuff really works. I mean, it really works. So get on down there, give it a try, folks. Sunrise Yoga Flow class, pop-up camp.
Yes.
Oh, this is always one of my favorites to talk about. What can families expect at the next event at North Heights?
Awesome. So this week, we do not have camp in the park because of the rodeo. On Wednesday night, we found out, you know, that's family night for the rodeo. No one comes. And good for you. You're all out at the rodeo. So we pick up again next Wednesday, and it's going to be great. We're going to bring our portable Gaga pit up there. And so if you've never played Gaga, it's like dodgeball / bowling. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but kids are addicted. And so we'll play some Gaga. Our own maintenance crew is awesome. They haul it up there every year and set it up for us. And we eat some dilly bars, play some Gaga. And then we've got some games, cheese ball toss. And so cheese balls are pretty affordable at the dollar store. And we've got some shaving cream on a shower cap, and you get to throw it at your friends. And it's just silly camp.
Messy fun.
Yes. And then the food group brings the dilly bars. They bring compliments of Dairy Queen, who are incredibly generous in giving us free dilly bars every single week to ensure that I will never get fit in the summer because of my dilly bar intake. And then everybody leaves with some Y prizes, a bag of food, just fill everyone's pantries in the summer. No requirements. We just know if you're like my kids, they're eating you out of house and home.
Yep.
They're eating at a level they did not eat at during the school year. And I don't know what happens if they just need to have that huge growth spurt before they go back to school.
Yep.
But I would say food scarcity is at every single house in Sheridan in the summer. So we've got a bag of food, Y prizes, you know, free swim lessons or, you know, frisbees, things like that. It's just a great time. No registration, just show up at North Heights Park.
You know, I've run out of time with you, but one thing that I do want to ask, touch on just real fast, and that is the hiring.
Yes.
Out at the Y. Can you give me your 1 minute?
Oh, yeah. My 1 minute spiel is we are hiring. This is our season as we switch. We did all of our hiring for camp about a month and a half ago, and now we're hiring for fall. We are looking for a full-time kitchen cook, a kitchen assistant, assistant teachers going into our fall preschool classes, custodians, group exercise instructors. And so if you're not into kids, great. We got adult things. If you're not into adults, great. We have food things.
Something for everybody.
Yes,
at the Y.
Exactly.
All I got to do. Do you have these listings up on the website?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So jump on that website, folks. I'll get a link up for you today. And just take a look. See what's available. Who knows? Your next career may start at the Sheridan County YMCA. I want to thank you so much for coming in and seeing me this morning. I missed you on Thursday, but I'm glad you got to go over there and have that run. All right, folks, you've been listening to Public Pulse, 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to CHAPS, Equine Assisted Therapy.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
The Sheridan Wild Rodeo Guide is in the center section of this week's Country Bounty. Pull out those four pages and let it be your guide to all of the wild rodeo activities. You'll find a schedule of events, places to eat during the week, a list of great sponsors for the SheridanMedia.com live stream. Check it out, center section, this week's Country Bounty, so you can be ready for another fun-filled Sheridan Wild Rodeo event. And special thanks to Sheridan Travel and Tourism and the Sheridan Wild Rodeo Board.
At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll discover a gemstone as rare as it is remarkable. Alexandrite, famous for its dramatic color change from emerald green in the daylight to ruby red in candlelight, Alexandrite is a stone of mystery, magic, and transformation, sought after by collectors and romantics and anyone who is drawn to its mystery. Alexandrite is as dramatic as it is beautiful. Find your Alexandrite stone at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Fraggleton's. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Fraggleton's, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Fraggleton's.com.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.